Hey, follower of Jesus, do you have a hard time accepting God's love and believing he is good to you and not just good to others? Do you have a hard time forgiving those who hurt you? Do you wrestle with feelings of anxiety, racing thoughts, burnout, and feel like you are at the end of your rope? Do you find yourself being in pain and stuck in the past, or maybe this one? Do you constantly question whether it's God's voice or your feelings? If so, you are welcome here and you're in the right spot. In this podcast, you will learn how to go from knowing God's word to believing God's word. I will teach you how to hear from God, discern God's voice, process emotions and feelings, let go of control, and trust God despite what you are going through. And most importantly, how to feel again, which means walk through your pain and feelings with the Father instead of running from them. We are a spirit, have a soul, and live in a body. God cares about your body, and so do I. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place, a safe place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I was burned out, surviving, living by what I felt in the moment, and believed God was good, but that I was too far gone. I didn't trust God with my daily life or my basic needs, only my eternity. I believed so many lies, like my body was a tool I was to use to feel loved, and that I had to strive in everything I did to prove to others I was worthy of their acceptance and approval. I allowed the pain of my past to dictate my future and keep me stuck in the present moment. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. I am loved by a God whose love doesn't change despite when my feelings changed. What I knew about God and his love slowly transformed my heart. And I am here to share all of that with you. If he did it for me, he will and is ready to do it for you. Hey friend, welcome to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Another unique episode. And maybe you've heard me talk about the spiritual growth mentorship before, or maybe this is your first time and you're like, what is this? Either way, hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for even just being curious. I love a woman who is just even curious. We can get curious with our feelings. We can get curious with what the Lord is up to. And sometimes that curiosity can take us into revelation. But I thought I would just start at the beginning, my story, little piece of my story. You know, I was raised in a home that I often saw abuse. And for many, many years, I saw this continuation of just yelling and fighting. And what that did to me was I could have either went two ways. I could have went to drugs and alcohol, which I saw many people in my family go to, because that's what happens, right? Our pain, we want to escape, we want to isolate, we want to drown our pain, we want to get rid of it. Or we shove it down and we say we need to suck it up and keep going. And what I mean by that is we act as though we're okay. Because to think of anything less, we won't survive. So for me, I had to go into survival mode. I had to show up and I had to grow up. I got a job at 16. I didn't get my license until I was 18. And so those 2 years were very hectic, very manipulative in my home of how do I get to work and the driving and everything. And at a very young age, I lost my virginity and I started giving my body to men. And that was more so my outlet. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be seen and I wanted to be heard. Now, when you're a teenager, even in my early 20s, I didn't know I was fighting for those things. I didn't know that I felt so unheard and I felt so unseen, but I was fighting for somebody to love me. And I was really fighting to love myself, not in this self-glorification kind of way, but really the way that the Lord saw me. And so I went through these cycles of really abusing myself, abusing my body and just really being so unkind to myself. I could just even say just trash talking myself of, woe is me. And why did this happen to me? And then I got this revelation from the Lord. And I just remember I was probably 24, 25, somewhere around there, just thinking, you know, I don't have to blame other people for my pain. Now, let me be clear to say that I am not taking responsibility and that it is not your fault what someone else has done to you. It's not. But what I knew is that the things that were done to me, a lot of them were from the past. And I clung to them so that everything in the future or the present that was happening to me became their fault. And so what happened was I became psychologically dependent on that person because I just kept blaming them. And I finally had this revelation that, hey, I'm 24, you know, I'm 25, however old I was right around there, mid-20s. I don't have to live like this. And it was the smallest glimpse of hope for me. I would say it was the first time I decided that it was time to return to safety. It didn't happen overnight. It was just the babyest step that I just said, okay, what does this look like if I start to pursue healing? What does it look like if I actually decide to choose forgiveness? Because I was angry. I was bitter. I hated seeing everybody else's life. It felt so easy. I just felt like I was going to have to be the one that worked all the time and never have any joy. And that this was just the cards that were dealt to me. So I stopped slowly receiving that narrative. There just had to be another way is what I kept thinking. There just had to be another way. Is this it? Is this it to my life? And so now, at the time of this recording, I'm 35. And having just 10 years ago, that little glimpse of hope, it's changed my relationship with God. It's changed my relationship with people, and it changed my relationship with myself. I've been able to look at people, and it was gradual. Let me tell you, it was gradual, but it was baby steps, baby choices every single day to repent of myself, to repent of my words, my self-righteousness. I was being held accountable by God to what I was saying, how I was speaking about people. So it changed my relationship with God because I started to change how I viewed God. And then that changed my relationship with myself because how I view God is, right? If we're made in the image of God, how I viewed God was going to impact how I viewed myself, right? So instead of viewing myself as this person that has no value, has no worth, is always unseen, I was finally able to see myself in this just little bit of hope of like, I don't deserve to be treated this way. Why do I keep putting myself into these situations with men, especially this talking about my dating life, where I would continue to allow myself to be abused? And the Lord got a hold of me. And then it changed my relationship with people. Because I start to see them in a different light. See, what I needed was somebody to come alongside me, not to judge me, not to criticize me, not to tell me all the things I'm doing wrong in the kingdom. I just needed somebody to come alongside me, maybe somebody that was a few steps ahead of me, to say, I get it, to pray with me, but to also sit with me and not judge me for the choices I made, because I didn't find the Lord until I was 22. And even after finding the Lord as my savior, I still lived in a lot of sin and a lot of my choices, because you don't just erase your life before Jesus. It doesn't just erase, it's renewing and it's healing and it's spending time with the Lord. And so I knew this was a slow process, but what I needed was just somebody to be there to hold me accountable, even in my selfishness, even in my pride, and just to say, to keep going. And the Lord just brought a few, like I'm talking one or two people into my life. I didn't need someone to just tell me to read the Bible or to pray more. And so when I mentor these women, it's important for me that I provide them with something that I didn't have. And that's why the Lord led me to create the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. I needed to create things that would help me. Because when I was being mentored and really walked through in my early years of knowing the Lord, and listen, I'm still being mentored, okay? Like, this doesn't go away. It's just different levels. But I knew God was creating me or leading me to create something I didn't have. Because one of the safest places for your feelings is with God and inside of community with other women. I see your anger. I see your resentment. And I know the bitterness you might be carrying. I know that you might feel unseen, that you might feel unheard, that you might even feel underappreciated and like you don't matter. But I'm just here to tell, and I tell the women I mentor all the time, that what you feel matters because you matter to God. And then we don't just stop at what we feel. We actually begin to take it to the Lord and we begin to process through it with the Lord. We don't just stay in our feelings. We don't keep them too far away and we don't keep them too close. We take them, we look at them, we get curious about them, and we continue to give them over to the Lord so that they're not leading us. And so I know that your hesitations might be, hey, what is healing going to do? I go to church. I read my Bible. What's so different about this? The thing about healing and processing through your walk with the Lord and asking yourself tough questions, forgiveness, anger, hatred, pain, hurt, all of this is affecting how you see the world. Your view of God is affecting how you show up today. And the thing I think that is important between mentoring and coaching, because I can toggle between the two depending on what the women need inside the mentorship. So with mentoring, it doesn't measure performance. And the mentee, the person I'm mentoring, really drives the relationship. It's what do they need? So that means that mentoring is very personalized. So you're not just coming in here and you're not just another number or a name. I want to know, what is it that you're going through? What is it that you need prayer for so that we can all come around? Coaching is something that will measure performance. You know, what are your goals? And so the coach really drives the relationship. So if I'm coaching you, I'm really leading you in a very specific way because you might have these goals or something that you want to reach. And so coaching can really be standardized. And what was important for me is mentoring is personalized. So there are times where I might put my coach hat on in our conversations, because when you join the Spiritual Growth Mentorship, you do get a free one-on-one 15-minute live coaching session, mentoring session, I should say, because I can, again, toggle, but this is really a mentorship. And it's personalized. You drive the relationship. You have to know that this isn't about performance. It's not about how much you've accomplished. It's not about how much you do. But this mentorship is personalized to fit your needs. Every week, you get a new set of lessons that are specifically foundational, that are building on top of one another. So for 5 weeks, we go through very specific lessons, and we start with our relationship with God. That's the first week. We're going to be talking about the law and God and what your relationship looks like and what does he mean to you and what do you think God thinks about you? And then we move into your relationship with God, because the first week is really foundational. It's identity. And then we move into that relationship part, which is week two. And then we move into week three, because week three is all about your relationship with yourself, forgiving yourself. What does it look like to actually be kind to yourself? We also talk about really this process of self-awareness, emotions and feelings, but how we actually live sometimes in self-deprecation. And then it goes into week four, all about your relationship with other people. And I have very specific lessons where I talk about trust, love, forgiveness, offense. And this is one of the most popular weeks because our relationship with God affects our relationship with other people, and it affects our relationship with ourselves. And so this is so different than a Bible study or a course because you're getting personalized mentorship. You're getting video lessons that you can repeat over and over again, because guess what? You get lifetime access to that. You get lifetime access to any updates. I literally just did an overhaul inside of the mentorship, and you get all of the updates for free. And you get a Voxer thread, constant communication. So a Bible study, it's not just me handing you over and you're just reading your Bible and I'm giving you very specific key points to read. No, this is video lessons. This is, you're actually going to have homework where you watch a lesson and you go over what the lesson taught. So this is very different than a Bible study. And this is very different than a course where you sign up and you go through it yourself. This is not a self-paced course. This is not a self-study course. This is a mentorship, and it's personalized to what you need. And I'm here to answer your questions. So this mentorship is about you. I created this again because I saw things that I knew were kind of broken in very specific circles or conversations. And I wanted to bring it all together. This is really where faith and mental health intersect to find healing. And nothing's off the table inside of the spiritual growth mentorship. I don't have all the answers, but I'm here to be a guide and maybe somebody that is a few steps ahead of you saying, this is what it's going to look like. And that's okay. And that what you feel is not a sin. Can it lead us to sin? Absolutely. And that's something that we talk about. But it's okay to have feelings. It's not a sin to have feelings. I'm available to answer any questions that you have about the spiritual growth mentorship. You can send me a Facebook or an Instagram message at Jessica Hoddle, or you can just email me. Jessica@jessicahoddle.com. But if anything, join us inside the spiritual growth mentorship today to know that you're seen, appreciated, valued, and heard. Because I know what it's like to feel all those things, and I know what it's like to feel alone and to just honestly feel like nobody understands. And I'm here to say that your sin, your brokenness, it's welcome here. Your sin, the pain, the things that you're feeling, you're not too far from God, and it doesn't scare me. I'm here with you, and I can't wait to meet you inside the spiritual growth mentorship.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes. But it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.